USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of protesters again in the streets of Tehran, this time demanding Iran's top leaders step down after they admitted to mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian jetliner with 180 people on board. Many of those killed were Iranian students. President Trump tweeting to the leaders of Iran, "Do not kill your protesters. The world is watching." Meanwhile, concerning the recent attack that President Trump ordered that killed a top Iranian general, many in Congress say they still don't have enough information about what the imminent threat was. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says clearly there was such a threat.
I shared that view. I know other members of national security shared that view. That's why I deployed thousands of American paratroopers to the Middle East to reinforce our embassy in Baghdad and other sites throughout the region.
He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Even Democratic members of the U.S. House have been pushing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to send the articles of impeachment over to the Senate. She's been withholding them, saying she wants to make sure that a Senate trial will be fair first. But on Sunday morning, she said, we can expect some developments in the upcoming week.
What I did say is I would be consulting with my members this week on Tuesday morning at our regular caucus meeting, that we would vote to send them over, and we'll determine in our meeting when we send them over.
She was speaking on ABC's This Week. At least 11 people dead after severe weather wreaks havoc in the southern U.S., among them a police officer and a paramedic killed in Texas while responding to a crash near Lubbock. They were helping crash victims when two other cars skidded across the icy road, slamming into them. Weather-related deaths have also been reported in the states of Oklahoma and Iowa. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At last check, a gunman was still on the loose after shooting five people in an apartment complex in Colorado. Aurora police saying that three juveniles and two adults were taken to hospitals with very serious injuries. Investigators believe there was a party going on at the complex when the gunfire broke out. Police, though, still looking for the motive as well as a male suspect. The president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is urging the U.S. Supreme Court to rule the impeachment of President Trump unconstitutional, saying that neither of the two charges against the president are high crimes or misdemeanors.
We have a clash between two branches of government. They are impeaching him for a non-crime, high crime, misdemeanor, low crime, small crime.
Giuliani telling Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine last night, lawyers in the case should make a motion at the very start of a Senate trial calling for the case to be dismissed. And in Britain, the Queen wants a family meeting. She's ordered Prince Harry to meet with her, his father, and his brother tomorrow, Monday, to discuss Harry's desire to step back from a senior role among the royals. They are scheduled to meet at the Queen's estate in Norfolk. Harry's wife, Meghan Markle, returning to Canada with their son on Friday. It appears they are trying to work out a deal that can be the template in the future should any other member of the royal family wish to return to a non-royal life. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.